Moving on. Next up is the Guess Who. And this is a real find. There are very few concert boots by these guys anywhere around. So I was thrilled to find this FM radio broadcast from 74, which still features the classic and best group lineup. This is from the first, no, this is from the end of their spring 74 tour, and thus one of the last shows before the guitarist Kurt Winter and Donnie McDougal left the group. Or were they canned? It's not too clear. After they departed, jazz pop guitarist Dominic, and I don't even know how to pronounce his last name, Troiano, that might be it, was brought in, but the decline and the end of Guess Who was near. This show, however, still shows them near their peak form. This one comes at the end of the road food and the single Clap for the Wolfman, blah, 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 blah. You know the rest. I definitely would have preferred a show from around 72, but this one will do. And their rendition of American Woman here at the Ambassador Theater in 1974. And it's almost at the end. I would say it's probably a few songs within the end of the concert. Is quite a cool version and good quality too. So sit back and let's listen to a little Guess Who and move on from there. Rock on with the 70s. But first, a few short words and a quick station ID.
Here's the problem. You want to tune in to Happy Hour and listen to the stream, but you just don't seem to have the time in your busy day or your busy schedule to be able to sit down and tune in. What to do? What to do? Here's the answer. Just head on over to crabradio.net/podcast. There you'll find all the previous bootleg broadcast that we broadcast here on Happy Hour for your downloading pleasure. There's just one little hitch. First, you have to log in. And if you're not logged in, click the register button, follow the prompts, and once we approve you, you'll be downloading. crabradio.net/podcast. Go there today.
Well, now Ron's walking around to each member in the group, saying something to him.
Welcome not only to the Ambassador Theater tonight, but to the perhaps 100,000 KCFM listeners out there, wherever you are. It's going to be a great evening. We're on the air on KC, and tonight, it's with the greatest of pleasure that I introduce our good friends from Winnipeg in the province of Manitoba, Canada, the Guess Who!
Check if you don't. goddamn glad I'm not in your shoes. Bus rider.
you.
Thank you so very much. We are going to... our bass player's amp just fried itself, and we're going to see if we can do a tune for many, many years.
I go.
It should be ready momentarily.
If we have a chance while we're waiting, something that Burton Cummings mentioned this afternoon about playing a lot of very well-known songs. I'd like to share that with you.
Any group that has a bunch of hit records, once those records are established in someone's subconscious mind, they're there forever as your particular 3 minutes of that person's mind. So if you can flip them back by means of doing a 3 minute song, if you can take them back 5 years, that's kind of a privilege, you know. And it's nice to hear reactions like we get.
These do occur. You cannot hold it entirely against the voice of the band, you know.
Burton Cummings now has a flute in his hand in the center of the stage. He's gotten up from the grand piano. Now he's back at the piano.
This is called tuning a flute.
Again. He's more or less just walking around waiting for them to repair that amp. Yeah.
Well, you gotta do something, you know. When the bass is on, you gotta do something. So,
they found little Annie all covered with ice, stretched out still clutching her shears. And as the snowflakes came drifting into her freezing tenement room, fashioned with icicle tears, making artificial flowers, artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of fashion to wear when they're strutting on a Sunday. Artificial flowers, a dum-dum stupid flowers, fashioned from Annie's despair. With paper and shears, sometimes some wire and wax. If one of us gets it, it's all over. Well, they found little Annie all covered with ice, stretched out still clutching her shears. And as the snowflakes came a-drifting into freezing cinnamon room, fashioned with Annie. No more artificial flowers, artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of society to wear when they're shocking with their husbands. Artificial flowers, dumb, dumb, stupid flowers, fashion from Annie's, fashion from Annie's, fashion from Annie's. Give her the real thing.
They're still working on the amps. That was Burton Cummings more or less improvising his stage act at this point.
You will give me a blue light over here on the piano. I will do one of our songs from about 3 years ago.
Alone.
This is a song from an album which we released a few years ago called So Long Bannatyne. and had this equipment not gone amok, I would never have done this tune tonight, but this is called Sour Sweet. Listen to my telephone ring, or sing, ding-a-ling, or talk about a thing. Not this morning. Don't wanna think about the night before, or maybe it's a bore behind an open door. Got no time for that this morning. If I had the mind, or I had the time, maybe I could throw together a new kind of rhyme. Tell about my warning, but it's too late now. It's too late now. It's too late now. I don't wanna think about a runaway dad that took away the only thing that I never had. I can't even miss him this morning. Don't wanna think about a cold goodbye, or a high school buddy got a little too high. Can't help him out this morning. View is laughing at me, so I go out to sea, and perhaps it's just as well, cause I'd rather be in hell. Be a wealthy man this morning, but it's too late now. It's too late now. Too late now. Whatever happened to images, cause now they're gone. Worn out phrases just keep a hanging on. Whatever happened to homes as opposed to houses? Conversation sinks as the evening drowses. It's just like 4-6-2-0-1. It's just like 4-6-2-0-1. Whatever happened to early morning open skies? Broken faces, half with melting eyes. Enough of riddles, let's just play with time. Cause I'm still here and I can't beg. Six to a one. Back here in 4-6-2-0-1. Something better's waiting for me around the corner now. I gotta find it and hang on for a little while. I'm back here in 4-6-2-0-1. Yeah. Oh, there's gotta be a few small changes made, my woman, I gotta tell you. Don't wanna listen to my telephone ring, sing, ding-a-ling, to talk about a thing. Leave me alone this morning.
I really think we've ever been stuck in one specific area of music. We had big hit singles that were nice, tender love songs at the beginning, and then a crazy thing like American Woman came out, which we just jammed on stage, and it was the number one single in the world.
He now has his own successful group. His name is Randy Bachman. And this was recorded in the year 1969.
She didn't know what she was headed for. When I found what she was headed for, it was too late. She's come undone. She
Person from the state of Illinois. I believe we mentioned this last evening. This is a real live person. His name was Albert Flasher. I was a workshop owner in the gulch for the people and offered myself to the world. I was a workshop owner. I was a workshop owner. Was a diesel fixer, fixed the diesel fixed me by the weasel. Baby was a workshop owner. My baby was a workshop owner. Baby and me were up at the picket. That was the day we ran into Albert Fasher. Albert's going walking now, he's gone. Snowy, rainy afternoon, and we were sitting there. High school, high school. Michael was a moonbeam maker, honey. Michael was a moonbeam maker. There's a diesel fixer, fix the diesel fixed me while I was up. Baby was a workshop owner. Baby was a workshop owner. Yeah. Baby and me were right for the picket. Shucking and jiving. Yeah.
was a workshop owner in the gulch for the people. I offered my shelter and warmth. I was a workshop owner. I was a workshop owner. I was a workshop owner. I was a workshop owner in the gulch for the people. For a train ride. This is up to a place in Canada, in the province of Saskatchewan, a little town called Saskatoon. Yeah.
dance. I've been learning about food. I've been talking to some farmers. I've been working on land. Moose jaw saw a few moose on the two. Running back to Saskatoon. Red Deer Terrace and a medicine hat. Singing of the prairie tune.
Purpose of calling attention to some of the raspberries out there that have made the music industry the horrid mess that it is today. And in particular, a fellow from England with orange hair. This was written, inspired, if you may use that word, by that fellow, by Big David from England. This is called Glamour Boy. Glamour boy, get your costume on. You got them lined up waiting for you. Glamour boy, you got them standing in the aisle. So don't hang them up. For $25,000 you can look like a woman tonight. For $25,000 I think it'll work out right. I think it'll work out. Think it'll work out, eh? Oh, you never know how you write it. Think it'll work out, eh? Look around. Glamour boy, you've been tops for a while with a $1 million smile. Glamour boy, you got rave reviews, your front page news. For $37,000 you can look like your sister tonight. For $37,000 I think it'll work out right. I think it'll work out. Oh, I think it'll work out. Hey, come on, never know how you write it. Think it'll work out, and look around. So spin with the archer now and laugh in his face as he cocks his bow. Steal from his mistress as she's making love to your baby. And be aware that there's not many there who want to take time to sing and play a song for the people no more. Don't you wanna try and take time to sing out on a song for the people tonight? Don't you wanna try and take time to sing and play out on a song for the people no more?
Well,
I'm a boy. You really had your fill, but it's all downhill. Glamour boy, you got tales to tell when you see your old friends. For $49,000 you can look like a woman tonight. $49,000, I think it'll work out right. I think it'll work out. Think it'll work out, eh? Oh, you never know how you write it. Think it'll work out, oh, mama, look around. So, spin with the archer now and laugh in his face as he got to go. Steal from his mistress as she's making love to your man.
Yes, we're going to indeed have some fun here before we leave tonight. Yes. Everybody has their favorites, you know. Even the old piano player on the right-hand side of the stage, and this is for me, this tune, you see. This is from an album called Number 10, and this is called Self-Pity.
Boogie at the death come call. Sure like rockin' when I'm far away. Hoop-a-hoop-a-doo, let me dance and watch the heaven. Paint another picture while you're turning gray. Paint another picture while you're turning gray. You gotta dance. Got a mystery train but yeah, right on, you got it. You can buy something, so you shine me on. Mama worked hard and the ass made you think about it. I'm out of water, all the days all gone. Why I'm out of water, all the days all gone. Why I'm out of water, why I'm out of water. Why I'm out of water, dog, you're right out of water, dog.
Song about Wolfman Jack.
Want a cuckoo goose, said I, so I
know. This was particularly interesting, you know. Not for the Wolfman. He gonna rate your record high. Again, 75 to 8 miles, we gotta show how slow, slow, slow. Baby, I'm gonna stop right on the time when you're looking toward the wham, bam, sing along. Say, baby, wanna goo goo? She said, no, what you doing? Get your hands off me, money now. But how was I to bide my time? I said, hey, baby, you wanna goo goo goo? She said, never mind, it was sad. Said, I'm about. Torturing me, I said, hey baby, what you looking for? You love a man, baby. She said, don't particularly want to know. I'm for the wolf man. He gonna rate your record high. Clap for the Wolfman. 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 Clap for the Wolfman.
Thank you.
They've seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you. These eyes.
A song about a little strumpet from the state of California who was involved in a clandestine affair with one of our ex-personnel. And it's in the key of B, and we get 7 from Gary if you'd like to tap along.
Well, I've never been much for a bit of things. That's why it's all so hard to say. But I'm head over heels in love with your kind of insane. Silk and satin on star, baby.
Eyes, I think, an American woman.
Uh-huh.
Different nights it varies, but usually those are the ones that get that response.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden now we have this new thing, and it's really different because we haven't had it for a while. You know?
That was Burton Cummings commenting on that song "Star Baby" and the response he received to it last night. There's a standing ovation right now.
I'm sure you mentioned this last night.
A lot of people kind of thought we were just talking about it, but we've been talking about it further today, and it looks like we'll be coming here to do a live album in the winter.
This is being broadcast live on KC95 from the Ambassador Field. This is KSHE in Crestwood.
Save some of that for the recording, please. Save some of that. We'll be here about three nights, and it'll be an album sometime in the winter. But
live at the noise you make will be on the record. So.
Ambassador, you know? We've got a hell of a nice theater here, I got to tell you that. Sing for you, Bye Bye Babe.
Burton Cummings is now getting up away from the grand piano and moving to the center of the stage and has his harmonica in his hands.
Yo, my American woman, baby mama said to get away. American woman, baby, now you listen to every word I say. You know I'm talking to you. You don't be hanging around my door. You know I don't wanna see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scene. Colored lights are gonna hypnotize. They're gonna maybe sparkle someone else's eyes. I'm thinking of a sugar baby doll, honey, mama, get away. Baby, talking about my sugar, my love, my baby, my honey, my mama, never give up, wait, boom. Let's just want to sing and play for you. Let Lester show you what he can do. Listen to Lester, mama, I know you can't sit still. Let him sing and play for you. He wants to show you a couple of things that he can do. But it's the last of Mom, I know you can't sit still. When he's cooking, you're looking, and there's nowhere else to be. No.
With a place in the back. For the mere price of 50 cents, one half a dollar, you can see your favorite rockers and rollers of the 60s and 70s performing authentic, certified, bona fide, Record Industry Association of America, RIAA, natural fact, gold records. I mean, gold records.
And when I say gold records, I mean gold records.
Lonely feeling deep inside, far forward where I can hide. Silent footsteps crowding me, sudden darkness. Sugar to stand beside me, no sugar to run. I'll think about it. Sailing, sailing, oh
you. Very, very nice tonight. Thank you.
Last chat.
Together.
with us too, broadcast live on KC95. This is Ron Stevens at the Ambassador Theater. We just tuned in with Casey. We're broadcasting live from the Ambassador with the guest here. Everyone, well, you can hear what everybody's doing. It's like so. The lights going down again. The lights were on through about half of the last song, No Time. Everybody was on the feet. Everybody were on the feet? Something like that. Everyone's lighting matches now above their heads, and the lights are out. And from up here in the mezzanine, it looks very beautiful as we overlook the people. Obviously, they're walking back out on stage now.
The team is going to work with us, and we're going to play a little bit more for you, and I'm going to give some of these lovely young ladies some roses in front of the crowd.
They're walking out to the audience now. Burton Cummings is now practically in the audience. Very difficult to see from here. He's over in the corner now. People up near the stage. The rest of the group is tuning. We're going to do an encore. Everybody here is still standing, even in the balconies. Burton Cummings is handing roses out to everyone that is close enough to reach him. He has a box full of them. Now he's sitting down.
This is about the airport in Paris.
Thank you. everybody was dancing during that song. The lights are back on and everyone is on their feet. About half the people are yelling more. Guess who for some time wouldn't, I wouldn't say they wouldn't, but they didn't do encores for whatever reason. Tonight, I don't think they would have made it out of here without an encore. But this is KSHE in Crestwood. I'm Ron Stevens, broadcasting live from the Ambassador Theater. And we just heard, I guess, about an hour and 45 minutes or so of the Guess Who live on stage. They mentioned, of course, Burton Cummings mentioned on stage again tonight that they hope to be back in the fall to do an album here, three nights from the stage of the Ambassador Theater. They're very happy with the sound here, and they, of course, with the audience. Mark, what do you... What? Oh, thank you. Okay. I don't know what I'd do without some of these people around here. Mark Close has been running around all evening, making sure that from every end that you people at home enjoyed this broadcast this evening. Jimmy Mitchell, our chief engineer, spent the entire last 2 days setting up this beautiful console up here in the balcony overlooking the theater to broadcast this. Something I should mention about this, the way he did set it up. We were going directly through the mixing board. Hi, everyone's looking up here. What's going on up there? They were going directly through the mixing board, which means that the listeners, through listening on Casey, actually heard the sound a split second before it came through the speakers on stage, giving us a cleaner sound, and we hope a very clean sound for you. I'd also like to thank Dan Clark, who spent the last week or so helping me on a lot of research and spent the entire evening with me here and the day with me preparing this and putting it together for you. A lot of people helped out. Of course, the guests who deserve a lot of thanks. They were here last night, and the show was, in a way, different. They adapted to the broadcast and were very excited about doing it, as we were. And for that reason, hope to come back and do an album here. I'd also like to thank Ron Powell from American Sound and the people working at the Ambassador Theater and cooperating with us. And Shoko from Dallas, Texas, on the mixing board and sound, who cooperated with us quite well. Don Hunter, manager of the Guess Who, is probably the most incredible person to ever get off the plane at the airport and come in with a group. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be doing this evening. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. There was something that the guests who did on stage last night that they didn't do this evening. But when they were in the studios of Casey this afternoon, they did. And I'd like to share that with you before we say goodbye and turn you back to the studios of Casey. This is from the Guess Who.
That is without a doubt the best live version of Leave It to Beaver that KC Radio has ever heard. I know that.
That was a guest piece.
And now here he is, folks, the protagonist.
Yeah, that was the Guess Who live, 1974. And as I said, that was the classic lineup. The band was Gary Peterson, Bill Wallace, Burton Cummings, Kurt Winter, and Donnie McDougal. And due to technical problems, Artificial Flowers and Soul Suite were played by Burton solo on the piano with little drums.